All right, wrapping up our coverage here this afternoon. Now Rock Ridge a winner over Rock Falls 14-2, heading to the state tournament for the third consecutive year for Sierra Bush, who joins us. She didn't want to put the headset on her hair. She has it on now, though. She's ready to be a big shot getting interviewed. So, Sierra, as we start, just, you know, you've been in this program for 3 years, not getting a freshman season with the COVID pandemic, of course. But 3-for-3 going to the state tournament, tell me how that happens.
It's just amazing. I mean, we've been practicing. We've been pushing each other on and off the field. I mean, in the classroom, when we were in school, and on the practice diamond. I mean, we are always on each other's in each other's back pockets, just pushing one another to be better and better each day, so then we can get to this point, so we can head back to Peoria and finish our season there.
So you drove in 3 runs today. Again, a 14-2 win. The pitcher you faced, Katie Thatcher, 19-2 with an ERA, I think, of 1.47, if I remember correctly. 14 runs off of her. Again, you drove in 3. Offensively, what do you think was working so well for you? And I guess team-wide, too, a really good performance for the Rockets today.
I believe that we came in with the right approach. I mean, we had confidence. We've played Katie before, and Katie pitched a great game. And we knew what we were coming into, so we've been preparing to hit against her. And we all came in with that confidence and the preparation, and we put it to good use.
So this is a stat. I don't know if you know this, but today is the 20th straight postseason game that Rock Ridge has won in softball. I don't know if that's like a record. It probably is pretty freaking close. But
right.
I mean, that number to me is probably even a little more impressive than winning 73 in a row, you know, because
right.
When you look at the postseason trail, you're always playing, or I should say, you know, you're running into really good teams at the end, you know, mm-hmm. winning state titles and playing in the state tournament, a really good team today that you beat by 12 runs. So for you in the postseason, you've been a part of a ton of postseason success. What do you have to do to win in the postseason at such a high clip?
I would say a lot of it has to do with the dugout. The dugout has to be rocking, the cheering. Our dugout girls really do a good job of getting, like, starters stuff, like gloves, water if you need it, and that saves us time, that saves us energy, and they're super good about that, and they always have a smile on their face, and that's super refreshing to come back to if you just got out or something like that. And so I think the dugout plays a really big part, and like the preparation that we have in practice, I think that helps us in these games too.
That's a great point that you bring up, and I meant to ask that about to Coach Nelson, but I forgot because I'm not very good at my job, I guess. So talking about the kids in the dugout now, you know, you guys normally run out probably the same 9 kids in the starting lineup, you know, every day. You probably courtesy run the same 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just a 9-person team, right? It's
right.
A 16, 17, 18-person, whatever it is. So can you speak a little bit more to the, I guess, how important it is to have the kids who maybe don't get the playing time, what kind of a big role they play to the success that this program has too?
Just keeping the positivity up in the dugout, starting the cheers. When you're up to bat, you don't know how much those cheers mean. You know, it gets your blood pumping, the adrenaline going. They play a really big role in the culture that we have. I mean, just everything. From first pitch to last, we need the dugout because they are our positivity. We carry that out back on the field, and so that helps us play better. And we bring that back. We feed off of each other, if that makes sense.
Do you know what your record is when you've been at Rock Ridge? You've played in, well, I don't want to give you the, I'm not going to give you a hint because it'd be easy if I gave you the hint.
I just heard it. I think 101.
101 now.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about that yesterday or Friday, and I was laughing because I'm like, it's like a video game number.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, playing in 101 games, winning 100 of them, like, so this is something I haven't asked anybody really yet. When you guys lost that game early in the season to Ottawa, what was the mm-hmm. reaction there? Because I know, you know, since then you haven't lost again. I think now you've won 28 in a row again.
Right.
Ho-hum, right? So, so what was kind of the reaction and the bounce back? Because you played Rock Falls later that day, right?
Yeah, right after that, yeah. We kind of had a chip on our shoulder, I would say. I mean, we definitely didn't want to lose that game, but Oslanti is a really good pitcher, and we took that in consideration. I mean, she threw a little bit harder than what we had been facing, and we obviously need to score runs to win, and we didn't produce that day. So, and we only lost 1-0, and that was a solo home run. But we took into consideration getting bunts down, like just finding ways to get on and move people over in those situations. And I think that it was not that it was good that we lost, but it definitely helped us because it gave us like a little push. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Rock Ridge heading to the state tournament for the 5th year in a row, the 6th time in 7 seasons, the 11th time overall. For you, you've done it. This will be the 3rd time now. How exciting is it still, though, to head back to the Final Four?
It's super exciting. I can't wait to be back in Peoria at the end of the week with my whole teammate, all my teammates and the coaches. It's just, it's an awesome experience. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I've been able to experience it 3 times.
3 times for Sierra Bush. She left me out, though. She's not excited to experience it with me, I guess.
You too, yeah.
Thank you. So I gave Peyton opportunity to do this on Friday, and I'm going to do the same thing for you. I'm going to give you the chance to say the last thing. Anything else you want to say just about the team you play with, the coaches you have, just message heading to the state tournament again?
I couldn't be any prouder of our team. And win, lose, or draw, I mean, we've already won with all the girls. I couldn't ask for a better team. I love all my coaches, and they have definitely prepared me for the future. And going into college to play softball, I couldn't ask for anything more. So,
all right, Sierra Bush, she's 101 in 3 years at Rock Ridge. Sierra, congratulations.
Thank you.
Another great year. 2 more games as a Rock Ridge Rocket. Sierra, we'll see you, Friday? I don't
know
what day it is. It's Monday.
Yeah, right. Thank you.